Good morning, Upwards Church. Happy 25th church anniversary. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah. By the way, Pastor Darrell is in Gerald. He asked me if I can share the gospel this morning or the good news this morning for you. I was really blessed and so honored today. I thought I will never stand behind this pulpit anymore because we just overseeing the ministry in the Philippines. And thank you, Pastor Darrell. I know you will be watching this video later on. Thank you for this trust and a powerful and opportunity that you have given me this morning. Before we move on, would you please join me in prayer? Stretch forth your hands if you don't mind. If you can pray for me, please. Father God, I thank you today. The joy of gathering us in your presence. As we study your word, Lord, we ask that you speak to us. Challenge us, Lord. Comfort us. Transform us. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, and boldness to live out what we've learned. Give me clarity of thoughts, humility of heart, and boldness to speak your truth, O God. We surrender this time to you. We lift up the name of Jesus in this place. And in his name we pray, everybody say amen. 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 Praise God. Our passage today is in the book of Philippians. It's in chapter 1 and in verse 12. And 20. By the way, thank you for those who are first-timers. Welcome to Upwards. I hope this won't be your first time here. This will be your home church. Amen. Praise God. And the title of this message is, I Can Share Christ with Joy, No Matter What. Everybody say, I can share Christ with joy, no matter what. Tell your neighbor, I can share together one more time. With joy. I can share Christ with joy, no matter what. Praise God. Why we share Christ with joy? It's because Christ is the good news. Can you say amen? We don't share good news with sad face. When you receive a good report from the doctor, a good report, what will you do? And you receive a promotion when you found out that your wife or you yourself, the lady that you are pregnant with, because you're waiting for that baby to come, what will happen? You're so excited, and you will even dance for joy. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why when we share Jesus, we do it with joy, because he is the hope of this world. But I just want to clarify this morning. Paul did not write this letter to the Philippians while hanging out on the beach in the Philippines. Okay? I just want to make that clear. Paul wrote this letter while under house arrest in Rome. While confined, he was chained to the elite guards on rotation every 4 to 6 hours. Just for the sake of illustration this morning, I would like to call Brother Joe. He's actually the Roman guard, and I'm supposed to be Paul. I just want to feel the atmosphere when you are in that house arrest. This moment when Apostle Paul is writing those epistles, when he was there interceding and praying for the people or for his brothers and sisters in Philippians. Let me read this in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 and 14. But I want you to know, brethren, brothers and sisters, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. You remember that word fear? That even Apostle Paul, he told Timothy, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. But what? Power, sound mind, love. Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe. You released me too early. You're supposed to be here all the time. Here's our first point. Share Christ even in difficult circumstances. Paul wrote to the Philippians to comfort them and encourage them that the things that happened to him had actually advanced the gospel. What things happened to Paul? He was falsely accused. Have you experienced being falsely accused? Stirring up riots, spreading dangerous religion, and even committing treason because he preached Jesus is Lord, not Caesar. That was the reason why he's been confined there. Naturally, the Philippians feared that Paul's arrests would hinder the gospel, but Paul reassures them that God is still at work. Can we say amen? His mission is still moving forward. What is the mission? The mission is to proclaim the gospel as we proclaim of salvation through Jesus Christ. To whom? To all the people. On where? To all the nations. Through the church. Through us, this church. And we're thankful for Upwards Church for doing the Great Commission. Amen. All of us have faced difficult situations, but how do we respond? Last May, Pastor Daryl, Brother Hector, and then Parker, my wife, we went to the Philippines for a mission trip to bring hope, joy to the people there. We have several boxes that we need to ship, but something happened that night. There was a bad weather. The lightning struck the ramp. We are already on the plane and ready to take off. But they said that we have to go back again and we cannot continue our flight. So it was been delayed. So that night we slept on those benches. And, you know, the comfort of sleeping in your own room and you guys or we going to the mission trip. It's a challenge also, because, and you don't know, even right flying in the plane, nowadays, shows news and everything, something happened. Going there in a mission trip is really hard. And it was been delayed, the boxes got lost, and then we rerouted to Hong Kong and waited for another several days for those boxes to arrive. And Brother Hector's luggage got lost either for several days, and he lost some of his clothes, especially his boxers, and he don't have to wear some, you know. I have to let him, but it's clean anyway. Those are sometimes our difficulties, and then we experience also there's no water when we went there to the Philippines because of it was being rationed. But before it wasn't that happening to us. So anyway, I can see with Pastor Darrell's face and Hector and Parker, you didn't even see a sign of being frustrated or angry or whatever. They still have that countenance in their face. They're so excited, they're happy because the joy that we're going to share to those people will give hope to them. Those boxes that we're going to, your donations that you give, those laptops, those cell phones, used clothes, things that we can give them. It will bring joy to them. So here's our first point. I said that already. It's difficult circumstance. Back to Paul, even in prison, he remained bold to share Christ. He didn't let his chains silence him. Instead, those 2 years, could you imagine being there for 2 years? 2 years of house arrest became some of most fruitful, it's a fruitful years of ministry. He wrote 4 epistles for the Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. Even he was under house arrest. He preached the gospel to the elite Romans. And you will know also there's a elite Romans who got saved also. Their household got saved too and be part of the household of faith. He encouraged the Philippians church from a place of suffering. Paul's enemies tried to stop him, but God used his physical confinement to spread the gospel. Let's go to our second point. Share Christ despite difficult people. Have you encountered some difficult people in your life? But let me read verse 15 to 19. Some indeed preach Christ, even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter, out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, I will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You and I can think of at least one difficult person in our life. Or possibly, I am the difficult one. Or maybe you are the difficult person. A few weeks ago, we learned in the book of Jonah that God sent him to preach repentance to a group of difficult, ruthless people. And Jonah responded, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Right? Isn't that what Jonah said? Wrong! Well, Jonah said, "No way, God. I don't want to go there." So Paul too dealt with difficult people while he was under house arrest. He became aware that there were preachers who were teaching the true gospel of Christ, but not out of love, but from envy and jealousy. They weren't preaching the false doctrine, but they were doing it out of selfish ambition. They were envious of Paul's influence and saw in his imprisonment as a chance to promote themselves. While Apostle Paul is in prison, they thought they can do their thing. So how did Paul respond? Paul didn't seek personal vindication or defend his reputation. He stayed focused on the mission. Even when others preached Christ out of envy or selfish ambition, Paul rejoiced because Christ was still being preached. For him, what mattered most wasn't who was preaching or who got the credit, but that the gospel was being preached. Nowadays, you can see bickering and backbiting, even some ministers criticizing and judging of other churches. We are not foot inspector. God can take care of what they're doing. What we're going to do as a church, focus our eyes on Jesus. Don't look to the left nor to the right. The mission for us, God is telling us to be light and salt and bring joy and hope to the people. And I think that's what's our mission. We have an assignment to do. While we are sticking our nose to those, don't do that. There's a brother even said, "Oh, you know what? The church is just watering down the message." Come on, man. We don't have time. We don't have time for those. God can take care of those things in the ministry. God can even expose what they're doing. Sometimes it's easy to criticize churches, ministries, or pastors who seem more successful. They have bigger buildings, better media, or larger followings. But if we're not careful, we'll waste time pointing fingers. I'm pointing my fingers to Brother Joe, but if you look for my three fingers right there, it's pointing to me, and the thumb is pointing to God. If we keep on pointing others the fault or criticize other people and telling them that they're wrong. No, it's not. God will take care of those things. What we have to do is to take care of ourselves. Are we really sure that we will be going to heaven one day? Of our salvation, because we have to work out our salvation. How about our family? Are we getting our needs and pray for our family, interceding for them, that one day they will be there too with us in heaven? Heaven is real, church. Our time here, maybe we may live here 70 years, 80 years, 100 years with an extra bonus on your years. But we never know what comes tomorrow. Are you sure that your name also is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Oh, I have a story about that, but I know my time is limited, so I'll just move on. So that's why we have to be careful. Okay, now to our point number three. I know I will finish this so short. So, but it's we need to understand on this message that Apostle Paul was telling is we have to bring that joy to people. Why? Because he has this, he is this assurance. He knew his value. He knew his worth. He knew his purpose, his assignment. He's very focused to the mission and the vision that God has given him. So let me read verse 20 to 21. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with boldness. Everybody say boldness. That's what we're supposed to do. Don't be timid in sharing the gospel. If the Holy Spirit, if you have the prompting of the Holy Spirit to share that to the person next to you, to your family, share it. Don't waste that moment or time. You never know what will happen tomorrow. Have that boldness. So now also Christ will be magnified in my body, Apostle said, whether by life or by death, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The reason Paul endured beatings, prison, betrayal, false accusations, and even rival preachers was because he knew his calling came from Jesus. When we know, and we know in our hearts that this gift, the talent that God has given us came from him, and we know our value, our worth, our purpose, our assignment, I reiterate it again, that we are focused on that assignment that God has given us. Paul had a life-changing encounter with Jesus where on Damascus Road, where Jesus revealed himself to him and gave him a mission. Paul's hope was not in his release, comfort, or even survival. Paul was a sure and unshakable confidence in Jesus and his mission. Many of us did personal encounter. With whom? Sometimes we spend too much time in politics, sometimes too much on what the other people are doing. Hey, listen, we need to focus our eyes on Jesus. Amen. We had to have a personal encounter. Unless we didn't have that personal encounter with the Lord, that mission and the vision will not move on. That's what Apostle Paul was saying. I will preach the good news with boldness. That's why this personal encounter with Jesus, it's not just a head knowledge, but true heart transformation. That's what gives us boldness and confidence to share Christ with joy. Jesus is the hope of the world, the hope of glory, our living hope. That was the message to the second song that we sang, right? The living hope. I have a personal testimony. 1985, when I have a personal encounter with the Lord. My dad sent me to a university, a big university in Manila to study geology. I'm a geologist by trade. I finished that course for 5 years. Actually, geology is only 4 years. And I have some favorite subjects, like algebra. So I took algebra 3 times. but my chemistry is only two. I have flat of chemistry. My English, you can hear me. I have a little accent here and there, but I'm trying my best. I've been living here in the United States for 25 years, so I'm learning. So my wife, she's an editor. She will edit me after this, you know. So I learned geology. It's a study of rocks, rock formation, volcanic eruption, and everything. So after 5 years, we're almost beheaded on the terrorist place in the south because we've been captured by the terrorists. Because geology is you climb up and down in the mountain, and you don't need too much English there. So that's why I have only two. My subject is only English 1 and English 2, all right? Though English is the second language in the Philippines. Anyway, so I've learned geology. And then after 5 years of working in Bureau of Mines in JU Sciences, my dad said, because we were in the newspaper, we were almost beheaded on that one when we were captured by the terrorists. So my dad said, Danny, okay, you can do whatever you want to do for your life. So I grabbed my guitar, went to the red light district, grew my hair, and then I want to be famous. I've learned from playing guitar, want to be a rock and roll artist. All right, to be famous or whatever. So that time, a torn pants is not yet fashion. I already wearing the torn pants on the 80s. You know, I have no pants to wear. So what I'm saying is, geology is about rocks. And then here I am. I want to play rock and roll. And then there's a missionary, went to the Philippines, one-way ticket. His name is Jerry, and he shared to me about the gospel. He asked me if I can be his interpreter. So I interpret for him. Every time I interpret for him, it's the one that I'm convicted in my heart of what he was saying. So I interpret for him in Tagalog so that they can understand. So, and he channeled me to a local church named Church on the Rock. Oh, okay, went there to Church on the Rock, and he endorsed me to the pastor. And I really don't want to go back anymore to the red light district. There's something happening in my heart. I want to know what they're doing here in that church. So Church on the Rock. So, and the missionary who's pastoring the church is from Rockwall, Texas. So there's a connection. So geology, study of rocks, rock and roll, and then Church on the Rock, Rockwall, Texas. And so I learned that Jesus, and I found out that Jesus is the rock of all ages. Jesus is the rock of salvation and the rock that never rolls. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Have a personal encounter with the Lord. Do you have a personal encounter with the Lord? Like what happened to Apostle Paul. He was blinded by that light. I know that something happened deep inside the heart of Apostle Paul. That's why with that confidence that he has, I'm here, that knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, even encouraging those people in Philippi, in writing that letters, even the guards, the Roman guards, he has the joy of writing that because he knows, and he knows one of these days, when the time comes, he will meet his Savior. All because one believer was bold enough to share Christ with someone like me. Upwards Church, we're all given the same opportunity. But it's up to us to take the step. As I close, I want to thank God for Upwards and for all that you do to make Jesus known. Here in Leander, in Jarrell, in surrounding cities, in places around the world, including the Philippines. Res and I are products of American missionaries. Our desire is to pay forward by helping pastors and children in the Philippines to grow in their love for Jesus and to serve his church and people faithfully. And I can sense and discern in my spirit, if you come to think about it, that's the heart of Apostle Paul, being a missionary. He wants to encourage those Christians, those co-workers, those brothers and sisters, those churches. And that's what we're doing in the Philippines. There's some pastors there who haven't even been to Bible school, but they can just interpret and read the Bible, and they are on fire to share the gospel. It's spreading the gospel there. So many people who got saved. Just a praise and worship. I can guarantee if you gave us a building like this in the Philippines, oh man, 3 services. Overnight prayer meetings on Fridays, midweek services. That's what we are praying for. My wife and I are praying for that one of these days we can have this equipping center. I want to show you that 1 minute video. There's an equipping center. There's a building. It's an empty shell. But we want to enclose that. Pastor Darrell encouraged me, why don't we have an equipping center there? It's like a Bible school. Can we show that video?
Pray.
I interpret for him. So hungry, they want to learn more, and we're raising this amount. The pastors, the local, they're even they're poor. They already reached. They raised 100,000, but it's pesos, not dollar. So that is $3,000. So we're still praying. If that's the place, we'll turn into equipping center. We will equip them. I know that vision is also in the heart of Apostle Paul. Like we're trying to encourage them. Motivate them. They're so excited to preach the gospel. And those are the leaders right there. They're just relying on reading this Bible. The same Bible that I have right there. It's the Word of God. So if we have that building there in the Philippines, you can help us. And there will be many souls that will be saved. What the Bible says, that only one soul that will be saved, there will be a celebration in heaven. Want to have a celebration in heaven? We might have celebration for praise and worship here, but in heaven, that's what we're going to do. And if we can invest something for the kingdom of God, nobody can steal those investments. We are investing in the kingdom of God because that account will be written and be accounted by the Lord. We might have toys, mansion, and all everything what we have here. We came here nothing, and we will live here nothing. What I'm just encouraging is, let us. Let us pray for that spirit of generosity that we continually. That's why my wife and I also invited this guy. His name is Pastor Steve. He's dead on arrival in the hospital, clinically dead, with three cancers, colon, rectal, lungs, and on top of that, with a heart attack also. But I want you to hear his testimony. He will be here on the 24th of October to give testimony. I have a friend, his name is Richard Lopez. He's like the Kennedy of the Christian community. He will be here Friday night. Let's enjoy the music and give the powerful testimony. It's not just the music only, the testimony. I'm not saying what happened to them is what will happen to us also, but just to listen the testimony of how God changed their lives. That's what the message of Apostle Paul, that's why he has the joy of sharing that joy to people. So I would like to call Brother Joe, and Sister Nikki will pray for the offering later after the song. Brother Joe will do the communion today. As we have a communion today, let's examine our hearts. Lord, what's the vision? What's the purpose of my existence here? Why did you put me here in this world? I know there's a reason. We have an assignment to do.